CR mobile.
Pro CR, F4ZIP, okay, morning, Tom.
And Shane, excuse me, it's nice to hear you this morning. We are just headed down for me and I doctor appointment, and this stupid light up here didn't last any time and turned red, so I gotta wait on another one.
He timed those lights for some of us to turn red as soon as we get close, because it seems like I hit a lot of them.
Fact, and of course they favor Wade Hampton to these streets intersecting with it. I can see that. Normally, people up here go ahead and turn right, but there's always got to be one that goes straight across. That's the lead car, and so you got to sit here and wait on the next light, which the Wade Hampton lights are long anyway. And then I'm on my doctor's appointment. I got to be there in 15 minutes. We're coming out down here by Josie's. Used to be Dickie's Barbecue.
And watch out for other people out there. And good morning, Miss Bernice. I heard you call, but I was on the phone the first time you called. At least, I heard you call twice. The first time I heard you, I was on the phone. Second time, I was going under a bridge, which is my worst part of the shadow that I have on my route. So there's no sense in me even trying to come back to you.
You do that at times. It just depends. Dang it, I wish this light had changed. If that car wasn't going straight up there, we could have been out of here 3 or 4 minutes ago. They're finally letting us go. Well, I have I think they call it a carcinoma on my right eye, and I needed to get in quicker, so I went down there yesterday to try to get an appointment to get in early, and they give it to me, so I don't want to be late on that. Oh, and then the next little deal that come up is that I have to have heart bypass surgery next month. So, you got a couple of chuck holes in the road.
Hey, Tom, I'll definitely be thinking and praying for you guys. I know it's not something you look forward to, but they're pretty good at what they do.
Ask this gentleman down there after they did a catheterization into my heart up through my arm, and it didn't take them too long, and they come back to the room, and he said, ain't nothing I can do with it, Tom, no stents. Well, if they'd have put a stent in, I couldn't get this cancerous lesion off of my eyelid taken off, because they'd put you on blood thinners and you would bleed out. So, in lieu of that, he said, nope. He says, some of your arteries look like spaghetti. And he said, I will not be able to stand it, and you'll have to have basically open heart surgery. It's not really, it's bypass surgery, but it isn't going to be any fun, I can tell you that. But thanks for the best wishes. I haven't heard Patrick this morning. I suppose he's probably out at rehab. Of course, I'm not up as early as Patrick. I got up at 6:30. This is NGRL TR.
On this morning, about 5:45, I heard Leon and Ken and another gentleman in there, but I don't think Patrick was around this morning. It's don't hear him as often as we used to. I heard him call the net Monday night briefly. I checked in, but didn't get to stay long.
Stop by one of these days and the near future, and I hope he does. Get some eggs and have a visit with him. He's doing really good. Well, how's your day going today? It's supposed to be another hot one.
Okay. So far, so good. Just Ran a couple trailers this morning. Picked up one, or no, ran a couple empties out to get ready for today. My pickups are going to be a little bit heavy today, so I'll have to watch my time closely and make sure I can get them back to the building to get processed. But it's going good, and glad for the AC in the car, or in the truck here. I hope you guys are doing well, and I'm going to let you go on this. I'm going to make this my final, but I'll listen out. I'm pulling into my first delivery, so good to hear you, Tom. And again, we'll be really thinking about you during this time on these couple of things going on. And good morning, Miss Bernice. We'll talk to you later. N0TR, N4ZLK.
Good morning, Shane.
There's the War Department. Oh, and I'm getting ready to turn on, what's that street, Bernice? Edwards Mill Road down here. And, God, this van's turning off, so have a good day, Shane, and a safe one most of all. This is N0TR.
Greetings, Shane, and good morning, Tom and Miss Bernice, KO4HKX.
Patrick, you must have been hiding. I sent you a text a while ago. I heard a joke yesterday. It was kind of cute.
Get to it. I hadn't heard back from you yet, but I heard you and Shane talking.
Tech stopped, so he couldn't get back in there. Great to hear you this morning. Hope you're doing fine with your knee. I feel lucky that I got in, if I can get there in time now. It looks like I might. There comes a Gestapo, I think. Yep, it was. But I shouldn't say that. Thank God we have police officers. But I have fun with that anyway. It's just a one-liner I heard. And of all people, it was from a very close relative. Which really surprised me. Oh, shoot. But at any rate, gotta have some laughs on either side. Oh, gracious, it's going to be a hot one. You got to go to rehab today?
Rehab today. I got rehab on Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays usually. So I had it yesterday. Today, plan is to meet a couple of gentlemen for lunch and just enjoy the day.
Deal like that. I feel like Superman. Bernice gave me Cheerios with blueberries and fresh peaches in it. I can do anything.
That sounds like a good breakfast, and I'm sure she's taking very good care of you.
We don't eat cereal very often. Usually I have eggs and bacon, and then she finally found some good bacon. And boy, it's been hard to find lately. Oh, there's a cop in the driveway with the blue lights. I noticed they're running with blue lights on the top of them constantly now. Not blinking, but they're just lit up. That might be a good thing. Like I said, do I have eggs and bacon or eggs and sausage and toast and some coffee? A big glass of water. But she found some bacon at Legal's one that month. And it's really been good. And she can do it in the microwave, which keeps you from setting off the smoke detectors in the house.
Okay. And good to hear you. And, yeah, good bacon's hard to find anymore. I like the thicker cut bacon myself.
Yeah, Edwards Mill Road down here isn't the greatest. Boy, traffic today, and I don't need it. Sell a zillion pounds of that a week, slab bacon. And these people need to get their cell phones put up and get that heck out of the way. I'm getting aggravated at it. At any rate, when I was a kid in the grocery store with Mom and Dad, we'd go out and pick out the slab bacon out at Mangini's Packing House. That was always an adventure for a young kid. but people really like that. I kind of didn't care for it as much. It just, I don't know. Just not my thing. I like just regular old bacon. I didn't eat a whole lot of that.
I don't know. Breakfast is probably my favorite meal of the day, so I enjoy breakfast foods. White ham, sausage, bacon, you name it. It can't go wrong there.
Need to get down here and get some eggs. I'm telling you, the last week, I think it's on the older side of the chicken house. Some of those eggs, I couldn't even close the lid on the egg carton.
I'll be healed up enough to where I can make that drive. I'm driving. I just haven't tried to drive that far yet. So maybe next week we'll venture out a little bit more.
So, you know, that's funny. When I had that heart cath last week, I noticed on the dismissal thing when they discharge you, it said you can drive automatic after one day, but you cannot drive a stick shift for 3 days. I've never seen them put that down before.
Seen that before either. And you must be heading out Wade Hampton into Greenville because you're starting to get pretty scratchy there.
I'm back up on top of a hill right now, heading down to Clemson Eye, which is, I forget what hill Dave called in. KB4CB, I haven't heard him in a while. There's a hill here coming up in front of us, and he goes by there quite a lot. It's just before you get to Haywood Mall, and I got 5 minutes to get there, and I'll just barely make it, I'm sure. I'm going to have to run to get in there. It's up on the second floor. But I better let you go. Good to hear you this morning, and I got to pay attention to driving here. I don't understand why Tuesday there's traffic out here like this, but there's lots of it today. More rain coming the next 3 days, I think, Patrick. You have a good day and enjoy your meal today, and I'll talk to you later. And this is your OTR. I'm clear.
Hey, Miss Bernice, be careful out there on the roads. And we'll talk to you on down the log. And again, we'll be praying for you and Miss Bernice. So take care out there. KO4HK, and I'll be clear. 73.